You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.
Welcome to the Sage Advice Podcast, and we are happy to announce a new series called the Ask Sage Advice series, wherein you can pose a question on our WhatsApp hotline and we will definitely get back to you within 24 hours with a response. And of course, you can listen to those responses and those collated replies from our expert panel counselors right here on our podcast as well. So let me start off with the first question that has come in. Parth is a student and he wants pointers on how to deal with the exam date change uncertainty, because this is causing him a lot of stress as the exam dates keep getting postponed and he has to take some board exams. Definitely a lot of students must be sailing in that boat, and there is some good advice needed. So if you're all ears, here's what our panel counselors have to say. So Gandhi from our expert panel says, "Hi Parth, this is my advice to you. First of all, I would like to tell you that there's no point stressing about a situation that is uncertain, and I'd like to add that is beyond your control. What you need to find out is, why are you feeling stressed about the date? Is it the date that's really stressing you, or is it some inner feeling of lack of preparedness, that you feel that you're really not on top of things at the moment? And this can happen for several reasons. Online learning has not been an easy thing to do, and concentration is very hard to maintain on a consistent basis. And your studies might be difficult and hampered because of that. Now, right at this moment, if you forget about the release date, you work on your material, as in concentrate on getting yourself ready, presuming that the date can be announced absolutely any time. And there are a few other pointers that have come in to advise you how to remain in a state of preparedness, and they come in from another one of our counselors, Harshika. Harshika suggests, first of all, keep an approximate date in your head, or maybe pen it down on a softboard in front of you and presume that this is my date, and I have to start working backwards. And now get going with your syllabus based on that. And once you are on top of it, make a schedule for each subject and the chapters that are going to be covered, right? So break it down into smaller digestible segments and start working at it. Exam uncertainty stress is mostly about how you can deal with so much in such an uncertain period. So once the prep is on, you've broken it down into little pieces and it's going, make sure that you find time and create space for some sort of a physical activity. Maybe it could be just a stroll in the park. It could be half an hour of your favorite sport, something that takes your mind off the sedentary sitting, studying all night, all day kind of a routine, and puts you in a space where you can breathe some fresh air and physically change the present level of activity. And it'll also dilute a bit of the mental stress that you're feeling. And if stress is still not coming down, it is recommended that you book a session with one of the panel counselors at Sage Advice. And for that, all you need to do is log on to our webpage, sageadvice.in, sageadvice.in, and just book an appointment and see someone immediately. Now, if you have a question in mind like Parth that needs answering, all you need to do is connect with us on WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp hotline is open, 8284-800-259. Let me repeat that for you, 8284-800-259. So just write in your problem as an audio message, as a video recording, or just plain text. We are here and we are listening, and we'll ensure that confidentiality is maintained. But yes, the solution to your problem can help so many others. That's why we're bringing it out on our podcast and on our various social media platforms. So stay connected to Sage Advice. Reach out to us in case something is holding you back, you're feeling stuck, you're feeling frustrated, you're not getting a move on. We're right here to help you, to give you the best advice that we can on our portal. So, efficient, brilliant counselors are available, and we're going to see this through with you. Keep reaching out to us, keep connecting with us, and keep listening to our podcast, because we are here to help you build a better life.
You are listening to The Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.